Sticking with changes to the way things are traditionally done, all change changed utterly on the GAA field of play this week. Tonight on RTE2 at 7:15, you can see the first matches being showcased with a plethora of new rules. New ways of throwing in, new ways of kicking out, more points for long kicks, 4 points for a goal, solo and go instead of a free kick. There is a lot for people to get their heads around here. But there is one man who thinks that the changes that we are seeing this weekend could spell the end of the world as we know it. Not the GAA, the world. It is that serious. Because you see, if the review committee has got it right, there might be an end to bad matches with annoying rules to complain about. And where would we be then? They'll have taken away your scapegoat, stolen the national lightning rod for all of our woes. Where, at that point, will all of our anger go? Liam Horan, his tongue firmly in his cheek, has his own theories.
Given that I still have my first pairs of O'Neill's togs and studded Macassar gloves, and wear them to bed whenever I get the chance, you'd think I'd be fully on board with this weekend's dramatic effort to fix the orphan child that is Gaelic football. Well, you'd be very wrong. This time, include me out. It's not that I haven't suffered with the rest of you. I too have watched the entire Donegal Championship conclude without a single score, not even in the penalty shootouts. In County Clare, groundsmen are not bothering with the goalmouths at all anymore. While in the South East, a corner forward expired from a hypothermic episode during a junior game played on the shaded side of the Cumbrellas. Gaelic football is, of course, the love that dare not speak its name. But if they fix it, what then? Where will all the public anger go? Modern-day Gaelic football fulfills an important but chronically undervalued role in Irish society. It is our national safety valve, our bread and circuses that soaks up the country's ire. I saw revolution die a lonely death in the souls of followers subjected to afternoons of goalkeepers clipping it back to half forwards a full 30 yards behind them. I roared. I vowed that if the next game were played in the front lawn, I'd close the curtains. I fell silent. I fell asleep. Exactly the kind of trajectory the ruling classes desire in would-be rebels. Gaelic football does a mighty fine job of bringing the country's collective kettle almost to the boil, but not quite. Without Gaelic football to curse, attention will turn elsewhere. The health service, the roads, the single farm payment, the pent-up Gaelic football swallowed-up anger of a people shall be unloosed. By Christmas, the breakdown of law and order will be total. I fear for the worst. Jim Gavin's proposed rules are just too damn good. 4-point goals, nouveau riche 2-pointers. The goalie stays back in his goal. Will you stay back in your goals, for God's sake? We'll win the game back and lose the country. Oh, how much they think they know, how little they truly understand.
Will someone please stop this madness? Liam Horan there. Connacht versus Ulster play the final of the Interprovincial Series this evening in Croke Park, so you get a chance to see how it works out. You can catch it on the RT News Channel and RT Player from 5:30 and RT2 and the RT Player from 7:15 this evening.